Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
Fellas, got to do something.
Larry Braggs, the mighty Tower of Power, doing some James Brown. JB in the house. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Armed Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, TuneIn.com, which is the biggest radio network in the entire world, Stitcher.com. I mean, we've got it all going on 11 different internet platforms as I speak right now. Of course, my website's ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Of course, then you can send us a Twitter right now, twitter.com, using the hash mark ringtalk. And we are giving away a free copy of the Sonny Liston book. So throw your name in a hat. Of course, the Sonny Liston book will have Paul Gallander in the studio in just a few minutes. Of course, he's wrote this book that came out in July. Sonny Liston, the real story behind the Ali Liston fights, two of the most controversial fights or sporting events in the history of the game. I'm talking about not boxing, sports. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to the City of Angels and bring in, of course, our L.A. correspondent at ringtalk.com, the main man himself, KP. What's up, Kevin Perry?
Not much.
What do you mean nothing
looking
much?
Looking forward to a pretty, hopefully, exciting night of boxing. There's a ton of fights. I mean, there's got to be some action mixed in somewhere in there.
Well, let's talk about those fights first. All right, let's go through it and let's try to get your analysis of such. Sergio Martinez, 49-2-2, 29 KOs. And Julio Cesar Chavez, 46-0-1, 32 whacks. That's for the world 160-pound title. I've got it 14-5 for Martinez. But here's what I want to ask you. Martinez really hasn't lost since, 2001 when he lost to Antonio Margarito because, you know, that Paul Williams fight was a bit of an atrocity as far as his scoring was concerned. So Julio Cesar Chavez, the new kid on the block, the son of a legend, is he all that? Is he a complete fighter yet?
Not really. I mean, he's pretty good at what he does. I think the biggest problem I have with Chavez Jr. is I've seen a few of his fights, and he kind of marches forward with his head in front of his feet, very easy to hit. I think that's going to be a big problem for him, and also that 20-foot ring that Martinez is going to have to work with is going to be difficult because Chavez Jr. isn't known for having much of a jab. And I think to beat somebody with speed, you kind of need a good jab. You can't just march forward and think you're just going to land punches by moving in a straight line.
Kevin Perry is our guest, of course. Well, Kevin, here's what I'm thinking. I'm looking at it's a Paul Williams type of fight. I mean, I see Sergio landing with the overhand left and lights out, and Sergio and Julio Cesar Chavez, they're counting into the triple digits for him to get up. That's just the way I see this fight. The poll at ringtalk.com, which is ongoing as I speak, the poll as to who will win, Chavez or Martinez, Chavez has only pulled in 27.9% of the vote, Martinez 67.4% of the vote, and I still am blown, my mind's still blown by this part of the poll. And every poll that we do, I've always been, my mind's been blown by this. 4.7% of these people think it will end in a draw. What does that mean? Anyway, Kevin, the people like Martinez big time, almost need 2-1 here. What do you think the chances of a knockout are?
I think there's a good chance of a knockout for both guys. For Chavez, I think there's a chance because he might be able to catch Martinez asleep. Possibly at some point, or maybe get him on the ropes. And I think what happens in a lot of these big fights, or fights where you have a hometown guy such as Chavez, in this case he's the house fighter, they'll land these 3-4 punch flurries, and they'll get a guy kind of stunned on the ropes, and all of a sudden you see the referee jumping up and down, and all of a sudden the fight's over. So I could definitely see Chavez winning a fight that way. I don't think I could see him actually knocking Martinez out cold, and I could see Chavez getting stopped. I can't see him getting knocked out the way that Paul Williams is. I think he's more of a natural middleweight than Paul Williams, and I just really don't know. I don't think I think Chavez probably has that. Will be able to absorb the punishment a little better than Williams, just because of his size.
Okay, well, you know, you're entitled to your opinion there, but you want to bet? Want to bet a soda he doesn't get knocked out? I mean, that's always too much. Oh, no. You had to think about that. We're talking about wagering a mere soda or a bottle of mineral water, now flavored mineral water. And Kevin had to hedge his bet there. He had to think about it a little bit, folks. So I'm telling you, I think that Martinez knocks out Chavez tonight, and I'm going with the 67.4% of the Ring Talk listeners, the Ring Talk world that has the poll going on right now at ringtalk.com.
I can't think of one boxing expert that's off the top of my head that is Dick Chavez. I know a lot of people out there consider themselves boxing experts, but there's not really a whole lot of expertise when it comes to this game. I mean, this is probably the most unpredictable sport to wager on, except for maybe football, which is kind of unpredictable also. Well, but anything can happen in boxing. I mean, some of the outcomes are ridiculous. I mean, you can have a no contest. You can have TKO.
And all you know, and all that.
I could just fall out of the ring like Kermit Cinturon.
Bernard Hopkins.
I mean, anything could happen.
Okay, let's not get off the realm here. Of course, that is at the Thomas & Mack Arena, the main event for the HBO pay-per-view card. And then we go to Showtime. Saul Alvarez, 40-0-1, 29 KOs, taking on Josito Lopez. They call him Canelo, and no, not that he looks like a cantaloupe. He's cinnamon. He sort of looks like an Irishman to Saul Alvarez. But the bottom line is, I think he's greener than Mexican guacamole. And I don't just on the flip side, his opponent tonight, Josito Lopez, 30-4, 18 KOs. I just don't think he's big enough to deal with Saul Alvarez. And when Alvarez gets in the ring, he'll be about 165 pounds. I think when Lopez gets in the ring, he'll weigh close to what he weighed, and it was just under the 154-pound limit. Now, Lopez, a natural 140-pounder that scored a lucky win over Victor Ortiz when he broke his jaw twice in a fight he was behind on. Does he have any chance at all?
I think he has a chance. Okay. I don't think he's going to win, but I think he has a chance, just because I think he's gonna try to bring the fight to Alvarez and see what Alvarez has. I think the biggest thing with Alvarez and fighters he fights, he's always been able to dictate the pace. And I think if he fights a guy that can kind of make Alvarez fight at a pace that's not comfortable for him, I think that is the biggest chance that Lopez has, because maybe he could walk you know, Alvarez into something, you know, take him out of his comfort zone. Because I think when Alvarez fights, he's always kind of extremely measured. And I think Lopez, because he's smaller, he might be able to maybe make Alvarez fight at a pace that he doesn't want to. And I think the biggest thing with boxing that I noticed, good fighters who win big fights, they got to walk the fighters into their punches. You can't just go out there and think you're going to land the shots by just going after somebody. You got to take them out of the comfort zone, and hopefully when they're trying to come at you, you walk them into a big shot. And I think that's the strategy for Lopez.
Kevin Perry is our guest. Of course, we're talking boxing tonight on HBO pay-per-view and Showtime as well. Showtime, I believe the card starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and it's 10 p.m. Eastern time. Both arenas are claiming to have sold out. So that means there are a lot of pesos and a lot of Mexican boxing fans in Las Vegas as I speak, there to see the son of a legend, Julio Cesar Chavez, at the Thomas & Mack Arena, and the other contingent to be at the MGM Grand. Of course, I try to tell my listeners and my people on the internet that the bottom line is that, you know, hey, the Mexican Americans and the Mexican Nationals are the biggest purchasers of a boxing pay-per-view, period. They are the biggest demographic in boxing. Kev, aren't you a little stunned that they've sold out both arenas?
Not really. I mean, these are the two biggest, you know, boxing stars in Mexico. And both these guys are really hot right now. And the thing is, I think a lot of Mexican fans have been waiting for, fighters like these guys to come along, because, I mean, to be honest with you, the last maybe 10 years or so, all the big name, supposed Mexican fighters, they weren't really Mexican. They were Mexican-American for the most part. And I'm just talking about in bigger weight classes. I mean, I know we had Pereira and Morales, but those are smaller fighters. And I think it's much more difficult for Mexican fans to rally behind guys that weigh 122 or 126. I think these guys are a little bit they're bigger guys. They're, you know, decent, you know, punchers. Also, Chavez Jr. is obviously, he's the son of a legend.
Yeah, well,
so, I mean,
son of a legend.
For him.
Son
he
of a legend.
A little bit, too.
It doesn't make him legendary, though. KP, always good to talk to you. Best of you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Next up, we'll bring in Colin Seymour with TheExaminer.com, former of the San Jose Mercury News, of course. Colin and I go back a long, long ways, and celebrating 28 years on the radio today, I think that we should have a Colin as part of the show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Still to come, we'll probably bring him into hour number two, as well as Paul Gallander, the author of The Real Story Behind the Ali Liston Fights. Sonny Liston, The Real Story Behind the Ali Liston Fights. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.